Saw it all morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
What we're about this morning is a renewal of the lease at the Laurel Fire Station. We have with the Laurel Fire Company to house Medic Unit 102. The amount of the lease has been increased by 3% over last year, resulting in a monthly payment of $984. Have a motion to that effect.
Pretty simple.
The motion is that the Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement between the Laurel Fire Company Incorporated and Sussex County, Delaware for a use of a portion of their building in the town of Laurel as described therein by Sussex County EMS as Paramedic Station 102.
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips to renew the lease with the Laurel Fire Company for Paramedic Station 102. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
I would also, just for a couple of seconds, just to let you know that yesterday we signed up the next 7 students in our paramedic training program for Dell Tech.
Wonderful.
We brought them on board yesterday. They start their education next week.
Great.
Fantastic.
Understand the location in Laurel's working out well?
Yes, sir, it is. We have a very good relationship with the fire company. They did some remodeling during the last year for us, and the facility's working out very well for us.
Great. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Rizzo.
Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
I have one item on my agenda this morning. It's in regard to the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility Expansion Number 2. Several weeks ago, I came in and awarded a construction bid for an expansion of the maintenance facility as well as the administration building to Consolidated Builders. This is a proposed contract with Stearns & Wheeler to do the inspection of that facility. The contract total is $299,915. As always, it's a time and material contract, and the contract total is in line with what we consider to be our acceptable levels of consulting contracts for this type of work. If there are any questions, I can read my motion. Being moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that Amendment Number 8 to the agreement with Stearns & Wheeler LLC be approved to provide construction phase engineering services for the personnel facilities upgrade of the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities at a cost not to exceed $299,915.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second of Mr. Phillips. The motion we just read by Mr. Rizzo. Any questions? Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Grant request, Mrs. Webb.
Just a few grants today. The first one, the Auxiliary of Stokely Center. In the past, we've done $100 each Councilmatic grant for the same program.
So moved.
Contracts.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Cole to give the Auxiliary of Stokely Center $100 from each Councilmatic account. Questions? Mr. Cole.
The Cheer Center.
No.
We need to vote on this
yes,
first.
I'm sorry. I thought you said the next one. I'm sorry.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Phew.
Now, Mr. Cole.
The Cheer Coastal Leisure Center.
Yeah, I've got a request. We've got $475 there, but that was just part of the request. But the Cheer Center down in on Cedar Neck Road has a little fitness room, and they're in need of some equipment. And that's not funded typically through the cheer things, and it's very active. I've stuck my nose in a couple times, and they've got a very active group, and it's already filled up. So they want to buy a piece of equipment and also get a contract to maintain all this equipment from where they bought it through. So I'd like to give out of my community reinvestment a sum of $3,200 to the Cedar Neck Cheer Center.
Second.
Whatever the proper name is, but it's the Cheer Center on Cedar Neck Road.
Cheer Coastal Leisure Center.
Yes.
Is this like paying them above the appraisal price if you give them more than what they ask for?
What are you talking about?
Well, you said we always say we can't pay anything above the appraised price if we're buying land or something, and you're giving them more than they ask for.
No, they didn't ask, no, the letter, she wrote it in, the letter is here, Dale, it was a...
But this is for ongoing, for the maintenance of the contract?
Yeah, there was, in the letter, it was $3,100 plus $475, it actually comes to $3,500, I'm giving them less than they're asking for.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Rogers, to give $3,200 to the Coastal Leisure Cheer Center for fitness equipment. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
The next grant's the Sussex County Animal Association, Inc., and Whimsical Animal Rescue.
That's yours, Mr. Rogers.
God, the animal, has he got a big animal problem up there?
Yeah, he does.
We've done 500 in the past, 100 each, Councilmatic.
Each?
Sure.
You ride a horse, don't you?
I'm sure.
Gave thousands to the Dalmatians.
That's right.
Yeah.
If I lose the horses, I would.
We've done that for 2 years.
That's conflict, Mr. Rogers.
Who are they?
Huh?
Who are they? What is this group?
There's a letter right there.
Animal Rescue Organization.
For horses, that what it is?
Horses and other animals.
Any kind of critter.
So moved, by the way.
What are we giving?
100 each.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Cole, to give 100 each, Councilmatic, to the Animal Rescue.
And Whimsical.
Thank you, I couldn't pronounce the word.
Yeah, it's Whimsical.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
Yes, motion's carried.
The town of Dagsboro.
Mr. Phillips, that's you.
I think, they're looking for some community improvement.
What have I got in my community?
A memorial to who? You?
Yeah.
It's for fallen public servants.
Okay.
Like policemen, firefighters, servicemen.
Sheriffs.
Sheriff. Ex-sheriff.
Not gonna make it. $5,000 from my community investment account.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Rogers, to give $5,000 from his community reinvestment account to the town of Dagsboro to erect a memorial to honor their veterans and firemen and et cetera. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
The Sussex Central High School Minority Leadership Alliance basketball game. And in this, we've done one in the past, 800, 160 each. 2 years ago.
Run that by me again, Susan.
2 years ago, we granted $800, 160 each, Councilmatic.
Okay.
But it's up to you.
Is it broad-based program throughout the county, Sue, or is it?
Yeah.
Must be, we gave 160 each. I'll make that motion.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to give 160 from each, Councilmatic, to the Sussex Central High School Minority Leadership Alliance. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Proposed ordinances, Mr. Griffin?
I don't have any.
You're sorry, there is?
They are in process.
Okay.
They're in the system, huh?
Additional business. I entertain a motion to...
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir?
Come on.
Additional business.
Come on.
Same thing, that's same thing.
We're going to recess.
Now's the time.
Come on up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I appreciate standing in front of you guys, because for...
Could you identify yourself, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. I did the same thing at the JFC committee in Dover twice last week.
Forgot who you were?
No, I did not know procedures.
Oh, yeah.
And my name is Sonny Bono, and I'm with Lincoln. I'm part of the group of concerned citizens of Lincoln. And I've learned in my times being before this committee that, like Mr. Cole, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Rogers, Mr. Jones, Mr. Lynn Rogers, Mr. Baker, I've learned from listening to you people, and I wish I had the demeanor of your attorney there, because as an Italian and hot-headed, I sort of exploded at the JFC committee twice last week. And that was because we were discussing DelDOT, which I asked the committee to deny funding for DelDOT, which we had a meeting last night. And I asked for delay of funds to DENREC, because I feel that there's going to be violation of the Clean Air and Water Act pertaining to Lincoln and their future. And so I'm here today because there is a meeting tonight in Milford with the Milford workshop pertaining to DelDOT. And let me just express something about our meeting with DelDOT last night. Excuse me?
It wasn't pretty.
People, I can go on and on and on, because each committee member was called by the state police, and things were said from the state police, and even to me personally, that people were intimidated when they walked into the school and they seen state police there. I'm kind of nervous, and you guys got me nervous, because I'm trying to do the right thing, because it's the right thing to do.
Just keep on flowing. You're all right.
We got the sheriff back there.
reminds me of one workshop where I was in there with a sandwich board protest sign, and they were waiting for me to say something because they were ready to drag me out the door. So I always like to protect my back a little bit, and there's a sheriff back there. Wow. But last night, our people, again, in Lincoln, they, again, arose to the occasion of showing up. And DelDOT. And DelDOT presented from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, 5 to 6, and 6 to 7, a presentation of the routes going through Lincoln. And I would say is that Milford, the west side of Milford, Governor Minner's option is one. And then there's the blue, that's another. Milford's on alignment is number 3. But the small little town of Lincoln, DelDOT has 3 options for little Lincoln, because they want to put that road there. And as I told the committee last week, is that 3/4 of the families in Lincoln told DelDOT, no, they don't want this road there. And they're dead set on doing it, because they are going to destroy the town eventually, cutting it in half. And they want to put this 7.8-mile road, which is, some of it's going to be 30 feet up. Roads are going to be overpasses 30 feet up. That it's going to take, it's going to parallel our, all our ponds, our watershed, which produces 2 million gallons a day. And I pleaded with these people of my experience handling chemicals and driver's hazard materials, because on a limited access highway, which means you're going to have not too many roads going on and coming off, it's going to take one chemical tanker, because what's going to happen? They're not going to go through Milford. They're going to take the bypass to go from Delaware City and DuPont down to Seaford and DuPont there. It's going to take one tanker to have an accident 30 feet high, right along our parallel. And if there's an accident and that tanker splits open, there's our ponds 300 feet from our watershed. There's 7 ponds. 7 produces 2 million gallons a day. It goes through the protected wetlands, which I looked at very carefully in one of our meetings you had here. And that disturbed me, because it's going to go into the Delaware Bay, and if it's contaminated, it's going up the coast to Pennsylvania and to Jersey, where I'm from. But I'm a Delawarean now, and I'm fighting for the people of Lincoln, who I've been saying we have no voice, but come to find out, and I had egg on my face, because some senators up in the JFC committee said, but you have representatives that we would recommend you go talk to them, okay? And I agreed with them. And so I says, well, I have to learn something from the politicians in the county, because I'm not. No, I see how you guys react to questions and answers, and I see how this attorney here sits there quiet, you know, but then he says
he gets paid way too much.
He says it's peace. And Mr. Baker, I have to admire him. I mean, I wish I had the demeanor.
He gets paid too much
to present myself. But my question is that, especially to Mr. Rogers, our representative for the county, is that I would like for you, if you can, and I can understand if you say you can't, to attend the workshop committee tonight, because it's one of the last workshop going to happen.
Oh, I got a meeting.
Well,
I was coming last week, but you canceled it.
Well, you see, the reason why it was canceled, and this is why Lincoln is not incorporated, is that we don't have the funds even to make flyers and be able to mail them out, because we don't have the funds. And I understand the reasons why, you know, we can't get funds. And it was told that for us to incorporate, it's going to cost over $500,000. And I look at, wow, how is our little town going to raise that kind of money just to become a town for protection? Okay. So I feel this is the last time that we have, or someone, I thank Mr. Baker for, he already said he's going there tonight, to tell DelDOT, why are you not listening to the people of Lincoln? If they said no, then you will destroy their quality of life, which Governor Minner has said each resident in the state of Delaware has quality of life. And again, I say is that, like I told the JFC meeting last week, is that DelDOT is creating a environmental time bomb for the people of Lincoln and for the people in Delaware. And the reason why I say that, in Cheswold last year, there was a small little styrene chemical leak from one of their rail cars. It cost $15 million just to clean that little spill up. And 2 weeks ago, there was three tractor trailers on Route 85 in North Carolina. The fire people who went out to extinguish the fire, they went and they seen on the side of the freight box a hazardous material sign. They had to stop to do anything to put the fire out because, number one, they have to know what they, you know, what chemical it is, because you just can't put water on certain chemicals because they will react and you have a greater problem. So whatever happened after that, I don't know. So my vision is I can see what can happen to our watershed and our town on this particular bypass that the people in Lincoln are saying, no, we don't want it, because it will destroy everyone's investment on their homes. We all have wells, so therefore the contaminations over the course of years from the roadways, like on TV the other day, it had that dogs got sick for licking the residue on their master's cars, and that's magnesium chloride, which is the salt the road department puts on the road.
What do you want the county to do? I mean, you seem to get rambling now.
I'm sorry.
Let's get back to started.
Again, I don't know the procedures, and I'm not a politician.
Procedures, just tell us what you want us to do.
We would like that somehow DelDOT be told that the people of Lincoln are saying no. Stop persisting into coming into Lincoln and trying to put the bypass in. So whatever the county can do, I would greatly appreciate it.
I really think you're talking to the wrong group. You should be talking, I'm not trying to throw the monkey back, but you should be talking to the senators and representatives. I see where Senator Bunning has said this is not what he asked for to begin with. Now, after they've spent $7.5 million, who's watching them? Nobody's paying attention to what they're doing, apparently. That was my comments earlier this morning, and you know.
Yeah, well, is this like, you know, we got 113 going up. Is this to get them, like, you know, to go over Route 1 south of Milford, like the one north of Milford?
Yeah.
One at Dover, basically. Come over and go over east, back down the 13.
And can you get around or something?
Yeah. I got one proposed, of course, here in Millsboro, all three.
Right. I think DelDOT's hearing you loud and clear. I mean, I read the minutes and talk to DelDOT people.
Not what they said yesterday, because they did not allow the people after the meetings to say anything.
Well, it's still it's a long process. And
okay, what I'm trying to do basically, Mr. Dukes, is to find direction on how I can go.
Well, your arguments about environmental concerns, about some perception of some truck might have an accident somewhere in the future, falls on deaf ears.
It's
hypothetical. Nobody's going to really, you know. So your arguments need to be on quality of life and those kind of issues.
But again, that's not even being heard as far as our committee is being concerned. I mean, we're panicking because the time is coming near we're,
right.
You know, we're going to get that road.
Shift it somewhere else will be another group to suppose. There's always somebody opposed to anything. We had an east-west bypass years ago, and Dale, you were here, right? Everybody screamed that it was loss of farmland. Of course, the farmers are out selling their land like crazy. But when it came to a highway, it was a loss of farmland. It was a big argument, and we bit on it, and we said, we don't want it. The people don't want it, and here we are, still 15 years later, 20 years later, we still didn't get the easements, the access, and we're way behind. So, you know, sometimes we.
I don't think we're
saying no to stuff that.
In answer to your question, sir, the reason why I'm saying this is that state senators up in the JFC meeting told me, go to the county, see your representatives there. I've talked to Mr. Carey last night.
You know why? Because I got no go net. That's why.
Yeah. I'm just trying to do.
You have an ally. You have an ally with the county council. I think all five of us feel the same as you do, that there's too much time studying and nothing being done. I could give you horror stories of I've contacted DLDOT and we'll study it, and years later they're still studying just a simple intersection, doing absolutely nothing. They're taking developers' money, putting in escrow accounts. I hope that money can be accounted for by the state auditor. I'm not sure. But, I wish that the county had some control on them. We don't. And I'm not sure who does have control on it.
Well, for the people of Lincoln, I would like to take this time out to thank you for any help that you can give us, okay? Because, again, I'm trying. We're only a couple of voices, and unless we try, we'll never know because somebody...
Representative Carey, Senator Simpson.
Yeah.
Simpson and Carey.
I have talked to them last night.
That's your two vehicles.
Yeah, they can affect...
They have the purse strings to the money of Del Mar.
I know, but again, I'm trying to find the ways and the means to do it, and I'm just following other people's ideas because I have, like I said, I've gone through
it. Well, when you find out how to do it, you let us know because we don't know how to do it either.
We have
pass the buck to you. It's those two right there.
What can I say?
Yeah, I understand.
What can I say?
I understand.
Thank you.
I'm fighting. And again, thank you for your time.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to recess till. Yes, sir? Pardon?
Come on. Yeah,
yes.
Come on,
yes.
My name's Gary Clevenger. I live in Rogers Haven, to the south side of Ocean View. A situation has arisen that perhaps this board might want to be aware of, and that is the dumpsters, the rollback dumpsters that are used by contractors when they're renovating a home or when they're building a home. I have a situation where a non-resident bought the house next to mine, whom I've never met. He bought it in September, and they brought in a rollback dumpster to do demolition on this particular home. They're renovating on the inside. What's happened is the contractor is bringing spoils from off-site. He apparently has other jobs going on, and so this dumpster basically has set itself as a dump. He's bringing in trash from other projects. It's blowing down our streets, and apparently there's nothing in P&Z that says the guy can't do it. He has a permit. I can't read the permits in the window, but I would respectfully request of this council that if there is no such ordinance, possibly one should be looked into. It just isn't a good environment to have all this trash being brought in.
Huh?
Apparently, there's no limitation on
Denrec's got nothing to do with it.
Mr. Godwin has been down there and taken pictures of the dumpster, and I think he's got some information he can shed on it. From what I can tell, and Mr. Godwin can tell, they're perfectly legal. They have a permit that's there. The dumpster is clean dumpster. There's not trash outside of the dumpster, and he's got pictures of it if you'd like to see those and show the rest of the council.
I see them every day.
Pardon?
I don't need pictures. I see it every day.
No, I think, Dale, what his argument is how long can one be just left there indefinitely? And it looks like the county really doesn't address it. I know as a homeowner, I can order one any day I want and have it dropped in my yard if I'm just doing whatever, cleaning up my yard. So what I'm thinking he's bringing up is, you know, here's a situation next to me. It's been there. It seems like
the transfer station.
Work's not going on. What's going on? You know, is there any way we can regulate? And then he comes and calls the county, which is where he has to go, and we have nothing to control it. So the question is, should we be looking into something, a permit when somebody gets one or has to do something, and that there's a time frame? Because I've got a house next to me that has been they've been working on for 3 years, and the dumpster's sitting in the easement, which is also the roadway, and they're stockpiling material, and we have nothing to, I think.
Is it a... they have a building permit for it?
I say, but the building permits
for years.
They're on the third year on that house.
Yeah, Well, they get to renew it up to $3,000.
That's what I'm saying. So, and I don't know if they're bringing, there was a sofa in it the other day. It's a brand new house, so I don't know where the sofa came from. But I sympathize with them because it's happening next to me. And I'm just sitting there. I tell my neighbors, you got to live with it. What can we do about it? And I said, there's nothing we can do. The question is, are we willing to address it? And should we address it? We also have these pods. And I just was reading a paper in Maryland and other places. These people are dropping these pods in on lots, you know, in residential areas. And they can sit there forever. And people are using them as storage areas. Instead of getting a shed, they get one of these pods. And they're cheaper if you have these guys will store pods, but it's cheaper if you put it on your own property. So I don't think we have anything to address that, do we, Jim? That you're aware of?
We do not. You could
right.
amend your ordinance relating to building construction and maintenance of a residential lot to speak to that, but there's nothing in there now.
That's what I'm saying, and this is what he's bringing up. Is it as the county gets bigger and there's all this going on? Who he has to turn to. And I told him, I said, I got Hal on it, and Hal, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. Well, so I feel like maybe we should be addressing him because, again, it's a growing county. These are the little rules that creep in. Nobody likes them. But I know what he's talking about.
It becomes an enforcement issue because if we say you can't do it or you have to do it in a particular way, then we have to send the constable when somebody complains.
Well, you do that on anything if there's a problem, right?
Right. They have to take the people to court.
But it's complaint-driven.
Yeah.
Right,
but that's our job, Jim. I mean, as a county right. government to.
I don't know if they have to have it. I guess my only question would be if they can get a legal building permit and they are renovating, whether it be.
You could call up though if you wanted to clean your yard up.
Right.
You could have one dropped in.
Right.
And there's nobody to tell you how long you.
As long as you pay, I think it's $3 a day after the dump fee.
We all understand
after
that.
The initial,
but the question is that. Is that okay in your mind that we should be allowing that? That's the question.
I do renovations, George, and as slow as I am, it sometimes takes me a year to do a renovation.
But I don't think he's complaining about that. This dumpster is becoming a transfer station.
Basically, that's
all
what's
of them
happening.
Do. All of them.
They're bringing in spoils from other sites and.
is it the same contractor that's doing it, or is it somebody stopping by?
No, it's the very same guy.
Allegedly, it's the same contractor.
Maybe I'll be a help dog.
Okay, is there any consensus? What he would like to know is he's come here with a question. Right. I'm sympathetic. It's happened next to me, and when I looked into it and found out that
how are we going to do it?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe Hal could come up and look and see, is there a way to permit these when somebody gets one, or if somebody wants one in their yard? I know that Lawrence, over the counter, can issue a permit for a 3-day tent. Is there a way that we could over the counter, you know, somebody call up and say, I'm going to have a dumpster in, and Lawrence says, okay, we go 30 days, or whatever. You know, something kind of time period so somebody knows there's an end in sight.
Part of the issue here is this is an aesthetic thing. It's what's objectionable in appearance to some people may not be to others.
The dumpster?
I mean,
how'd we get there?
I have no neighbors that think it's nice.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Jim, that's good. You're stretching the argument. The argument should you be able to do this?
On the Red Road, they're building three houses now. There's three dumpsters there. And I bet you there's not one person that has a problem. But there's only three houses that are in the
But Finley,
area.
I don't think there's an argument and a concern and that people who have a building permit or building homes and have them, there's no problem, I don't think, with that. It's just after it starts lapsing.
Has anybody talked to this contractor that's creating a problem?
Well, I don't know.
I'm sorry?
Has anybody talked to the contractor?
I did. He tells me he's a nephew of Pierre DuPont's, and his uncle will come down and buy me out, which I would welcome. Pierre DuPont's office denies any knowledge of him, so his name is John DuPont.
But that doesn't have anything to do. I'm just saying.
I just don't
we're out there. Do you have?
I think
should we address it? You tell this man that you think you should or you shouldn't. You've heard that's a scenario. What's going on?
Yeah,
the guy's wrong.
I think we should do something.
We could ask staff to take a look at it and try.
I don't know how we're going to regulate something that the private sector does. I mean, it's going to be very difficult to make them come in and to the county and get a permit to put a dumpster there for a period of time, and then we enforce it. I'm not sure it. You know. And Mr. Godwin's got pictures and so forth of it, and what I saw does not look objectionable, in my personal opinion. Now, you know, as Mr. Griffin said, some would see it as an aesthetic problem. Some say it's objectionable. Some would say it's not, depending on, I guess, you know, what you have to look at.
In a residential community, you don't think a dumpster after 2 years or 3 years doesn't get to be objectionable? How long would it get to be, it's not appearance now. Yeah, I know you may like the looks of a dumpster.
They can regulate that through their restrictive covenants too, but I'm sure that the restrictions for Rogers Haven were done so long ago, that wasn't even an issue.
That's correct.
But you could amend them, so that's
something. You can't enforce them anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
Is it, Jim, is there something that could be come up with that doesn't require an actual permit? That you, like when you have a...
Yes, you could regulate it the way you regulate junk cars on somebody's lot through your...
But we would have to have an ordinance to say after a certain amount of time there is...
You would have to amend the ordinance.
You'd have to have some description of what becomes a violation or a penalty type thing.
You would.
And I don't, Dale, I'm not trying to get any great permitting process, but there is a problem out there. And these little pods you see that they're renting... Now, they're going to be dotting the neighborhoods, and you're going to have people complaining about those. And then when they call the county, which is the jurisdiction they come to for help, we don't have anything. In every small town, they do. They have, you're not allowed to park boats, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. We have not gone there, but...
They do have a homeowners association, is that correct?
No.
You don't have none? No, okay.
I'm just saying, in general, we need to address it whether you have a homeowners or not.
Well, this
so
is
I think it's something we ought to look into, and I think there's a way we can do it that... Lawrence can call over the counter, like when you have an expired license tag on your car, you can call into Motor V and say, is it okay if I drive over? They say, yeah, come on over. And they just note it.
$10, they'll say, come on down.
Well, you're expired. No, you're getting the $10 because you're expired, not because you're driving over.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Okay. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Godwin.
I guess, I think, you know, it's got to be written writing. I don't know. I mean, is there some, you know.
I mean, do you want to tell the man if you want to do something or not? That's the thing. I'd like to think we ought to look into it.
If this is a complaint, we ought to be looking into it and talk to this contractor.
It's a legitimate complaint.
Sure. So you deal with the complaint first before you create more law.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the first only complaint.
Lynn, how do you deal with a complaint if you have nothing to do, no way to address it?
This is the only complaint we've ever had on it, Mr. Cole, and I hate to react over on one complaint.
Well, it's nice to be ahead of, some of these issues, Dale, but I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of these things could be addressed very easily with a simple remedy, but if you don't want to look into it and try it, we will never get anywhere with it.
Yeah, we'll call John Ackles up and tell him he's not going to pay his bill. Come get it.
He's sold out.
There is an open building permit on the property.
There is. There is.
It was issued on June 22nd of last year.
June 22nd?
Yeah, there's a permit to enclose a screen porch and to remodel a bedroom and a bathroom.
These people didn't own that property June 22nd of last year. They bought it on the 12th day of September 2006.
Anyway, so
the building permit is still good to the property,
it's still
right?
Good, yeah.
Yeah, building permit is still good to the property.
I'm sorry?
The building permit is still good to that property, though, for construction.
Are they still working on the property?
They're still occasionally, working on it?
Then why don't we ask Mr. Godwin to contact the... the contractor and ask him how much longer he's going to be there. We're having complaints on it. We'd like for him to get it out of there. And then also call Blue Hand and ask them to get it out of there as soon as he can, since he's done with it. I mean, see if we can get some cooperation out of the contractor instead of having to enact legislation to get it done. If we continue to have problems or complaints, then we'll address it at that time. But let's make an attempt that way first.
Thank you.
And then we'll see what we can do.
How will you keep in correspondence with this gentleman?
Yeah.
Sure.
Get his number and contact him. Let him know, find out what you find out.
You already have his number.
Let him know.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, you do? Okay. Thank you. I'll entertain a motion to recess to 1:30.
So moved.
I have a motion to recess to 1:30, seconded by
Thank you.
Mr. Phillips. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.